The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It is time now for Brady to entertain us all. Michael Rappaport's fascinating. I want to listen to that podcast, but I don't know how you have Alec Baldwin in a room and avoid the topic. I couldn't do it. And that's, in a way, kudos to him for getting through an interview like that. And also, control, yeah. My God.
Probably a relief for Alec to right. Do an interview like that and not have to discuss
but again,
that.
It goes back to, and that's why I want to listen to it. It's so intriguing to me to think, why is Alec Baldwin doing acting videos when everybody's looking at you going, you know, it's like OJ talking about anything except that still bothers us.
Aren't we beyond that yet?
Yeah, no, and it's a tragedy for sure, but we're looking at you going, please help us understand where your mind is. You're not thinking about your next role, are you? Oh, it's that. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but that's one that I'm going to fire up for sure, just because I'm going to judge it. It's almost better he doesn't talk about it, because you'll read into the nuance between the lines. It's like, what is Alec Baldwin? Like, how's he talking about acting?
Well, the ones that aren't big fans, it'll only irritate them more because, like, how can you go on like this? And you don't even care about it anymore.
You say I have a God complex, I tell you this.
Yeah.
I am God. Frank Caliendo's here, and he's dressed as a couch.
I love it.
He's got his name on the back
the
of his
shirt. The big ragu.
Like he's the corner man for someone named Caliendo.
How you guys doing? You doing all right?
How you doing, Frank El Caliendo?
Doing okay, yeah.
How you doing,
you
FLC?
Got you got cheese?
Yeah, I got cheese.
You need some cheese? Hey.
All right. Unbelievable outfit this is.
I might wear it on stage this week.
You look like a Christmas stocking.
Feel like one. What do you want to put inside of me?
Come on, hey, a fish? Hey, we'll show you the video in a second.
Oh, no.
It's true. It's time now for, we can show, Frank the Fish while I do the introduction.
Really?
During the entertainment drill, Frank will watch the fish video.
Okay.
It is the entertainment drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. So many seminars coming up. If you're wanting to get involved there, they have a ladies self-defense class coming up April 21st. That is almost sold out. And I say that every day, and now we're really close to it. So I probably won't be talking about this one much longer because it will be sold out. You've got the weapons safety training course April 28th. And get your CCW and your license, your papers all straightened out with that thing, which is a fantastic way to learn how to own and carry a gun. A lot of people don't go through the motions of the safety of that, but if you're going to do it right. Don't be a jackass that thinks they know. Be a jackass that actually knows. And they'll teach you all that at ReactDefense.com, along with the greatest self-defense ever. In fact, yesterday we had to defend ourselves on a golf course because of Brady's big, cursy mouth attacking old men. Almost had to defend ourselves because Brady, the instigator,
not a chance.
Tried to start a fight with
Street fighting man Brady.
Street fighting man Brady was right out there. And I'm like, okay, if the crap hits the fan, I know what to do thanks to Tactical Black. But Brady, you need to decelerate a little bit. You know, de-escalate. It's all right there at ReactDefense.com if you want to check it all out. It is the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
You got
any time.
You want me to play it?
Just play it in the background. Go ahead.
All right.
Travis Kelce and the Chiefs and Jason Kelce from the Eagles will be the first brothers to compete in a Super Bowl.
To compete?
Yeah.
Because the coaches were the Harbaughs, and we had the Harbaugh Bowl, but they did not compete. They were just head coaches.
Right. Yes. And then, so now there's a petition.
Just ignore him. Let him watch.
For the coin toss to be his mother.
Is that
32,500 signatures are saying.
Is that Roseanne?
Hey, Dan, get that fish up in there real good. Hey, Dan.
And the fish is like, this stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do that one?
It gets worse.
There's more.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, we're not going to stop here. We're going to add some color. Turn on the electric eel. Top five answers are on the board.
Louie. I was telling somebody that yesterday. I'm like, every voice is a double.
Yeah.
Louie and Roseanne are the same.
Top five answers on the board. Show me. Showering. Damn.
Put this fish.
Why is the fish doing?
Why is the fish being put through this? Because it's part of Earth.
That's how they scale the fish when they catch it.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
You said it with such.
Here it comes.
Welcome to Wild America.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Oh!
There's the ending. That's the denouement, if you will.
Oh, and I watched again. Why do I look back?
I don't know. Turn it off, Brett. Anyway, everybody who comes in, it
what's
gets
the link? Can I get the link?
Oh, you got the link. We'll write it down for you. We'll put it on the whiteboard. Anyway, go on, Brady. Whatever we were talking about.
The result from James Cameron's Titanic 25 years later thing on Nat Geo.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I talked about it a couple weeks ago. Whether or not
was
Jack
that, was
could
that
survive.
Avatar, yeah, the that Way
was,
of Water?
Yep, that was Rose and Jack. Rose and Jack. That's the edited scenes.
Jack, Rose, fish. That was them. They actually survived.
Yeah. If you look closely at that door she's floating on, there's a fish flopping around.
And the band's playing.
Yep.
They're,
and they're playing
forensics.
This. That's right. Sorry, Brady.
After the Nat Geo special, there is a chance, they're saying, after doing the, she was floating on a wood paneling from a cabin,
yeah.
Not a door.
Because they said that.
And they said there's actually a chance that Jack might have been able to survive if they get him on the wood panel.
Ingenuity puts both of them on the door, panel, whatever it is. If one sits on one end and the other sits on the other, it ain't going under. It's water displacement. It's balance. If the thing floated in the first place, we'd be all right as long as they don't tilt the nature of the doors
and
floaty.
They came to the conclusion it was a premeditated murder.
She killed Jack.
Yep.
She's a selfish broad.
Because why? Because she couldn't take that poor bastard back and marry him. She had to get rid of him.
Ball and chain.
She had her fun on the boat. Things went pear-shaped. She got rid of him.
Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul once ate all of the meth on the Breaking Bad set.
It's candy.
It's cotton candy.
Yeah.
Blue.
I went to a place in Albuquerque that sells the blue meth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just cracked. It's just a bunch of cracked up.
Yo, Mr. White, taste this.
I won't taste it. Jesse, we don't eat the product.
It's so good.
Jesse, we're a family.
Are you watching Your Honor at all on Showtime? It's hard to watch Bryan Cranston do any. And there was a line in the third episode where he looked at his son and he goes, we're a family. And I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be.
Taken.
You can't do that anymore. It's the one place you can say it was in Albuquerque. Anywhere else, it's weird.
Yeah.
Lizzo is legally 100% that bitch. She trademarked that for her clothing line.
Well, then I've been calling her the right thing.
They're right now trying to negotiate deals on being able to buy enough material to make some of the clothing.
Rick Ross. All right. Thank you, Britt.
Knew that was coming.
The Grammys will honor 50 years of hip-hop.
Huh? It's as old as me?
Yeah. You're going to have Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott, Public Enemy, Grandmaster Flash. That's probably the first decade.
That's the '80s.
No, seventies.
Seventies.
Missy Elliott?
Oh no, yeah.
No. Elliott, but Grandmaster Flash. Yeah. I was saying that was probably
Grandmaster Flash and Melamel.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the '70s.
Yeah, I felt like
it
was the '80s.
Maybe we just got it late.
You didn't know 79. About rap until Houdini.
Rap was a long. Around a lot longer
Lines.
Than that.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Vision, dreams of passion. I don't know if that's it.
I thought it was bass.
Do-do-do-do-do. Now we're
Jamone.
Having fun,
Jamone.
Baby.
I want to go jam on it.
Jamone.
Jamone. Jamone. Some Cosmo D from outer space.
People don't know this, and that's why you dress
that
way.
You're a breakdancer
right?
Back in the day.
You were a professional breakdancer.
Yeah, I was on a team.
What was
you
the name of the team again?
For the YWCA.
That's right.
YMCA didn't take the team, so the YMCA had the Nighthawks.
The Nighthawks.
I was an honorary member because I got in late. I made it to the advanced class with the light blue shirts.
Nice. And you were a B-boy.
They didn't call it that back then.
I did.
But
it was first.
Yeah, Tom Bartilla.
You guys were a
Tui Infrasat.
Bunch of Italian kids spinning on.
No. It was a very diverse group. Yeah, we were the CW before the CW.
Did you carry around a breakboard?
Linoleum. We had linoleum
nice.
And cardboard. I like linoleum better. And Pledge.
Slippery.
You'd put Pledge on the.
And you were always lemon fresh afterwards, which is even better.
Yeah.
Right.
Took sometimes all the scratches out, too.
Sometimes it would smell like burning lemon because I spun so fast.
Was that the goal? Rotations per second?
The goal.
What do you know? He's answering questions again. You get excited about other people's accomplishments too much. You were never on a break team. You were never a B-boy.
Not on a break team.
He had the light blue shirt. Don't answer his questions when he's talking break dancing.
Go ahead, ask him another question.
Do the egg roll, Brady. Egg roll.
See me asking you, is it speed the answer?
Oh, yeah. Brother needs to spin.
Thanks, brother.
You know it.
Freeze.
That's right.
You were Frank's movie this weekend, 80 for Brady. He's...
Do you get this?
Go to the sneak preview.
We're going to go see it. It's probably going to take the whole team to see it so we can...
Bill, are you going? You actually are going to go watch this?
Yeah.
Are you in it?
I declined the invitation.
Yeah, and at the end of the movie, do you want to talk about the movie, or are you just going to go see something else?
I'm going
to... You going to move on to the next movie?
I'm just going to move.
We're on to Avatar.
On to Avatar, Way of Water.
All right.
I just came up with a movie... Avatar Way of Water Boy.
Oh, why are these blue people here? That's Brady level comedy.
Hey, Jimmy, you. What's the lady doing with the fish?
When are you done? No! Grandma!
You can do it.
That fish is in bad H2O.
Oh, the guy at the end.
He ate it, man.
Double barrel fish.
Anyway, you're here this weekend as well. You're not here just to be our friend.
I am sold out. Sold out.
It is?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, I am here just to be
your
friend.
So you're just literally as a pal now.
This is a waste of time.
What a waste of time for you.
I thought about making up excuses not to come in.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it either way, because this was a big thing for you to... Well, now we can talk about the thing you might be part of next
week. No, I'm not going
to
do that.
Oh, come on, man.
I want to create controversy.
Oh.
So we talk about it all week. Gives you a reason to say, maybe I'll show up.
I'm not allowed to talk about Frank not showing up next week, but you just wait until the Monday after when I talk about him not showing up. The Super Bowl party. You're not coming?
Maybe.
All right. Well, you're invited. It's up to you, I guess.
I'll see.
Oh, son of a...
Christ.
Well, special guest.
Only if it starts at like 2 o'clock.
All right. We'll see what we can do about time, but Madam Ray will be there for sure. And Gary Cannon started to text me last night. He goes, what's the pay for this? And I'm like, what are you bringing to the party?
Gary Cannon...
He's a riot.
...is incredibly funny, but his cadence is similar to Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. It would be like you were just...
Tarantino had no edge and wasn't funny. No.
He takes a lot of calls. He just moves it. Yeah.
He's one of those.
Yeah, even text that way.
Yeah.
He stutters in his text.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
He's so funny.
He's very funny.
Not on stage, but.
No. That's the thing about Gary. We keep waiting for it to translate on
the
stage.
Best stuff.
Will it ever be on. No, it's just like monologues and soliloquies, but off stage, hilarious.
Crunch.
Someday it will work. Well, Frank's here for no reason other than to do the Caliendo Squares. And if anybody falls out during the weekend, stand outside and be a seat filler at Frank's shows. You're at
my dad's coming.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
can I read you a text from my
dad?
Yes. This
send fish video.
You can have a catch with him.
Goes. Text me out of the blue. I have 8.5 by 11 pictures of you at a microphone. If I sign them the dad, can I hand them out at the 6 p.m. show?
Yes. And you could sell them.
I said, you can come backstage between shows. I will have Rico, my brother, set it up with them. As for pictures, that's weird. I haven't heard back from him. And then everybody, I told my brother that's what I replied. And that's why I told Michelle that I replied. And they both said the same thing. Did you tell him he couldn't?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I didn't say that. I have a hard time saying that. They're like, well, you have to tell him no.
Why?
Why? That's why I didn't tell him no.
Because
there's potential that he might, and I can also read the text on stage.
Yes.
And then he will bring out the pictures.
It's funnier if
you
do.
I've learned that from you.
Yeah.
I've learned that from you. Let the bad stuff happen.
Yes.
So I used to try and cut all the bad stuff off.
Uh-uh.
And then after doing podcasts with you and paying more attention to how you did stuff, I'm like, oh, no, you allow... Yeah. Terrible to happen.
Invite.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then it does happen and it gives you, life just gives you all the material.
It never stops giving.
Yeah.
Terrible things are everywhere. Shunning them is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Well, there you go. Well, good. I can't wait for your dad to stand up.
I almost brought him today, but I don't know where he is.
He's just around. Does he not stay with you? He doesn't stay at your house?
No, because the photo mark.
No, that I had to put an end to it after he walked in. Baxter used to live in the basement. He walked into Baxter's room after going to the bathroom one time. He did that. He would come over.
wait, not Gamora, but when he was there, there would be chocolate cake fingerprints. All of one time when Juliet was maybe 4 or 5, made a bagel for her, put it out on the counter. He ate it.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, Dad, there was a bagel for Juliet. Yeah. I ate that. I'm like, well, that was Juliet's bagel. Do you think people just make you breakfast foods and leave them around the house in case you wander in? I didn't know, Frank. It didn't look like anybody was eating it. I'm like,
he's the Columbus of food. If nobody's using it, he discovered it. That's exactly what it is.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, all right. Well, we need to meet your dad.
He's back.
We're bringing him in.
He's going to stay here for a long time.
Yeah, I hope he sticks around for a good long time. Well, Frank Caliendo's here. We got to play those squares. If you want in, what do we got to give away there, Brett? You know? Newfest? Muse? We got all sorts of stuff, probably. We got those tickets for you if you're interested in something. We need a girl. We need a boy. The Caliendo Square is coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.